In this bulletin, Australia's lowest paid workers to get a $21 a week pay rise, Anthony Albanese officially declared Labor's parliamentary leader, and Chelsea beat Arsenal to win the Europa League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australia's lowest paid workers will soon take home an extra $21.60 a week. The Fair Work Commission has handed down its annual minimum wage decision, raising the national minimum pay by 3% from $719.20 a week to $740.80. The ACTU had called for a 6% increase this year, while the Australian Industry Group pushed for a 2% rise. The union's Assistant Secretary Liam O'Brien says although it will be a big increase for many workers on the minimum wage, some would remain in poverty.
This is unacceptable in a country like Australia. Australian workers should be able to work full-time hours and live free from poverty.
The former Labor leader Bill Shorten has congratulated Christina Keneally for becoming deputy leader in the Senate. Anthony Albanese has been formally declared as parliamentary leader today and also offered Mr. Shorten a place on Labor's frontbench. Mr. Shorten says he's ready to continue promoting the party's values, but there are lessons to learn from the federal election defeat.
To those millions of people, I offer my regrets that we did not win. But I promise that everyone in the party will work hard every day under Albo and Richard's leadership to win the next election.
Victorian Labor MP Richard Marles has been confirmed as the Deputy Opposition Leader. He's described the appointment as an honour, and he's hopeful Labor can win the next election.
As difficult as 2 weeks ago was, I'm actually filled with excitement about the opportunity of working with these three people in the years to come.
A shadow ministry meeting will be held next week. Papua New Guinea's new Prime Minister has flagged his plans to toughen natural resourcing laws in his maiden speech to Parliament. James Murupa will replace Peter O'Neill, who quit to ensure ongoing political stability and business confidence. At Parliament House in Port Moresby, the new leader said he wants to empower citizens and maximise the country's natural resources. To sports news now, and Chelsea has sliced through Arsenal in the second half of their Europa League final, taking out the competition. The Blues scored four times in the space of 23 minutes to win 4-1 in a London derby played in Azerbaijan. Eden Hazard scored twice past his former teammates. Speaking to BT Sport after the match, the Belgian confirmed he's likely to leave the club in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I think it's a goodbye, but in football you never know. You know, my dream was to play in Premier League. I did this for 7 years in the biggest club in the world. So now maybe it's time for a new challenge.
Well, now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 16. Melbourne, showers easing in 15. Hobart, showers, 14. Canberra, mostly sunny, 15 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, partly cloudy and 21. Newcastle, a late shower or two, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 21. Cairns, showers and 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.